Okay, we wanted to go over some of the highlights of Psachim and Daf Yud Beis. Of course, the sugya begins with the Mishnah and Yud Aleph Amud Beis, where the Mishnah has three shitos hatanoim in terms of the zmanim for eating chametz, and at what point you have to destroy chametz. According to a mayor, you're allowed to eat chametz the entire fifth hour. You destroy chametz at the beginning of the sixth hour. Rabbi Yehuda says that there's like a blank hour in between. You can eat chametz at 4 hours. The entire fifth hour is like time of waiting, and then you burn the chametz again at the sixth hour. The third sheet in the Mishnah is the sheet of Rabbi Gamliel, who distinguishes between chulin and truma. The chulin you eat all 4 hours, truma you eat for the fifth hour, and you burn everything in the sixth hour. It's interesting that Rashi seems to say within the position of Rabbi Gamliel that you burn, that you eat truma, excuse me, the entire fifth hour. Zakt Rashi that since you're not allowed to destroy truma and kudshim, so memela, they wouldn't be able to come up with an iser that it should be usser to eat. It's really interesting that we would consider Chazal's imposing of an iser to be a violation of destroying the truma unnecessarily, etc. The Gemara presents a very similar issue to the machlokes between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda with respect to chametz that comes up with in terms of eating. So a similar issue comes up with respect to edus. First, the halacha is that if you have two edim, on one side it happens on the second of the month, other side it happened on the third of the month, we assume the edus is kayam, just because people are not baki bi'ibura diyarcha. People just don't know the calendar dates all that well. Rashi comments that the only reason why it's okay is because they're both saying it happened on Tuesday. If one says it's on Wednesday, other says it's Tuesday, then it's no good. Then there's the machlokas of Meir Rabbi Yehuda, which is very reminiscent of our machlokas with respect to bedika, with respect to chametz, because there's a machlokas according to Rabbi Meir, even only if you're off by 1 hour, is it okay? But according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you're off by 2 hours, it is going to be okay. Echadom b'shlosha, echadom b'chamisha. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is going to be okay. Abaye and Rava have a disagreement about how we precisely understand this machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Abaye tries to minimize the amount of error, and Rava tries to maximize the amount of error. In other words, according to Abaye's read of the sugya, so Rabbi Yehuda only permits a mistake of up to half an hour. But according to Rava's read of the sugya, so Rabbi Yehuda permits a mistake for basically up to 3 hours. That's the way the Gemara says it on Daf Yud Beis. Rava's taina on Abaye is that we're trying to minimize the mistake, so then we should always assume that there's a mistake because of the Hitzilu Ha'eda, because of the halacha that by Dini Nefashis, we try to do everything possible to keep the person alive and not to kill the person. Rava, however, himself says that no, listen, this is a natural mistake that people make, and it's going to be okay even by Dinei Nefashos. That's what emerges from the Gemara. The issue that comes up in the Gemara, because of the Edom contradicting themselves, is based on the idea that there are Chakiros. With respect to Edos, there are Chakiros and Bedikos. Chakiros are the seven basic questions that you have to ask, and if the person says Eini Yodeya, the Eidos is batal because it becomes Eidos Shiata Yocho Lahazima. What day was it? What day of the week? What Shemitah, etc., etc., etc.? Those seven questions are considered the Chakiros. The Bedikos are the detailed questions. What color was the guy's shirt? Those types of questions are considered the Bedikos. The Gemara is basically saying that the issue with Abaye Rava / Rabbi Yehuda Reb Meir with respect to Edos are issues in terms of the Chakiros. The question that the Mefarshim ask is that is one of the Chakiros is Eza Shah, what hour it happened. According to the idea that we're saying that people actually make mistakes within hours, so the question of Be'ezer Sha'a is a meaningless question. The Arsa Meach and the Tumim famously give an answer. They say that no, it's not a meaningless question because the Gemara is going to tell us later on that people don't make a mistake between Chatzos and between before Chatzos and after Chatzos. Before Chatzos, the sun is in the east. After Chatzos, the sun is in the west. People are not going to make a mistake. Of course, as Rabbi Yosher points out in his notes, this does not help anything for a nighttime. During the day, I know. Before Chatzais, after Chatzais. At night, however, you don't know. After the Gemara presents this idea with respect to Eidus, the Gemara goes back to say, how does this factor into Chometz? According to Abaya, that we try to minimize the mistake, so how come we have so much more time for Chometz? It should be that you only have half an hour, according to Rabbi Yehuda, right? Why do you have the whole time between us, Arba, etc.? So the Gemara answers that Eidus is different than Chometz. The Chometz is Musar to everybody, as opposed to Eidus, which is only Musar to this reason. Within Rava, the Gemara also has a similar question, but the Gemara answers within Rava, the idea of not making a mistake between before Chatzos and after Chatzos is really very relevant. We're not going to say that people can make a mistake between before the fourth hour because no one will eat anything after the fourth, people always get hungry in the fourth hour because you get hungry in the fourth hour. So as a result, we're not worried that people make a mistake because Lamaisa, the stomach, will talk to them and tell them that they have to eat. Ultimately, what the Gemara is really saying is that the issue is a Gezeir Mishum Yom HaMa'unan, that we're worried that people make a mistake in the hour because maybe it's a cloudy day and you won't know the difference based on the time, even before Chatzos and after Chatzos. That's what the Gemara concludes. Effectively, the Maskan of this Gemara is, like we said, that the answers which we previously gave, the machlokas by Eidus is the same as the machlokas by Chometz. That's really what the Gemara concludes on the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Beis, going over to Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Thank you for listening.